Holyoke and Springfield rank first and second in Massachusetts for teenage births. This week on WFCR, you heard some possible reasons why and learned about a teen-centered effort to reduce those rates. Today, WFCR's Karen Brown introduces you to three young women living out the statistics and working to change their destinies.
My name's Ivy. I'm 19. I have a daughter named Ariana. She's a year and 7 months.
I'm Erica Dubrell. I am 19 years old. I have a 9-month-old son named Zachary.
I'm Jasmine. I'm 19. I have a son named Jaden who's 16 months. He looks just like me.
None of these teenage mothers, Jasmine Jimenez, Ivy Foster, and Erica Dubrell, planned their pregnancy. Each says their path to young motherhood began with a school system or home life that at some point stopped working for them.
I was in DSS custody and I hated the foster homes. I got stabbed with a screwdriver. I got beat a lot by other girls, and I ran away and kept running away and kept running away. And then I found my boyfriend, my daughter's father.
Junior year is when I started slacking. I skipped school all the time. I'd walk out of school if someone said the wrong thing to me.
I had so many suspensions from fighting, and just finally I got expelled.
If high school wasn't so hard, I would have still been in high school and I would never dropped out. If me and my boyfriend would have waited to move in with each other so fast, it would have been much harder to get pregnant because we wouldn't be seeing each other every day.
How they actually got pregnant came down to a combination of risky behavior and lack of information. They had learned almost nothing at school about pregnancy prevention. Again, Erica, Ivy, and Jasmine.
I went down to take the blood test for my birth control to see if I could get on it, and she brought me back into the room and told me I was pregnant.
That was my first time on the pill, and I only took the first week. I didn't know I was supposed to take the whole package, so I kind of messed myself up.
I cried for about a half hour, an hour, but I got over it, and then I just started picking out names and rubbing my Buddha belly. And
when I found out, I was about 3 months pregnant, and I was so scared, I cried.
And when the babies came, it felt at first as though their futures had just vanished. Ivy was living with her cousin.
I was miserable every day. I always thought, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do tomorrow? Oh, that's wash clothes, cook, clean, take care of the baby.
I was sitting home at my mom's, just watching TV all day with the baby, and then she opened up my eyes one day. She goes, is this what you're going to do for the rest of your life, is sit here and watch TV and waste your life? And I said, no. She goes, well, school and jobs don't just come knocking on the door. And that's true.
What finally gave Jasmine and the others hope was going back to school. They were referred by their welfare caseworkers to the Care Center, a Holyoke program designed to put teenage moms back on a track to high school graduation and hopefully college. Care Center clients can leave their babies at the on-site daycare while they take classes in basic math and English, literature, history, and poetry. Some are preparing for the GED test. Others, like Ivy, are ready for community college.
The more opportunities you take and you go for it, the more you're going to get when you're older. Like, I'm going to college this summer, hopefully, and I did my GED and I passed it, and I didn't think I would. I thought I was going to be stuck in my apartment, staying there forever. I thought my life was over at 19.
I think personally having a GED or a diploma, it really helps, especially being teen moms. That's a bad enough logo for us, never mind being dropout teen moms.
Yeah.
And I want something for my son to look up to. I don't want him to be like, well, you dropped out, so I can drop out.
I really want to go to college and be a radiologist. That's like my goal. I really want to make that goal happen.
Erica, Jasmine, and Ivy know the road will be harder for them with children to care for, but they no longer see their lives as foregone conclusions. And Ivy, for one, resents the stereotypes that peg teenage mothers as lost causes.
We do not have babies to stay on welfare. That is the most ridiculous stereotype of teen mothers. Some of us don't have family, so the state does help us. We don't just take it for granted and spend it on shoes and cell phones. No, it goes to diapers, it goes to wipes, it goes to parents who are watching our kids.
I've heard us be called whores. we get called, like, we're too young, we don't know what we're doing to even have kids. We can't support our kids because we don't have jobs.
You sell your DVDs to get milk. They're $2. You buy them for $25, $30, and you're selling them for $2, every one of them, so you can get milk. You're going down to the bodega and getting credit just because you need bread or formula. It's like, we do things, we're serious. We don't just let our babies starve if we have no money. We will work our asses off to get whatever we need for our children.
Say hi. Hello. What is that? You want some nummies? You want to eat?
Have a kiss with my baby? Give mommy a kiss? Ah.
These young women say they love their children more than anything, but they don't want any more babies, not right now.
I'm waiting for grandkids. Definitely.
I want to get the IUD for 5 years. I'm still trying to figure out how to raise my own child right now. I can't pull another child into this world.
I said, let me get rid of at least one stretch mark before I think about having kids again. I don't really want any more kids unless I'm, like, in love with somebody down the road and it's so much love that I can't help it and I want to have another one.
Ivy Foster, Jasmine Jimenez, and Erica Dubrell, 19 years old, mothers, and college bound. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.